Your medals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMedals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMedals.com today.
The Count.
And the good Sheriff Richard Mack back on your TV and radio. Sheriff, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. It's great to be with you on Liberty Roundtable and, of course, the Sheriff Mack Show on Brighteon TV. We appreciate all the work that Hunter and everybody does at Brighteon TV to make this show happen. Good morning to you too, Sam, and good morning, everybody. This is the Sheriff Mack Show, and we're so grateful to live in America at such historic times.
Amen to that. Speaking of historic times, your court case, sir, should set future historical precedents.
That is correct. And the quote of the day, again, we've used this one before. We'll probably repeat several of them as we go through the show because this is every week. And this one is, quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, ... and the crisis of the day." Sam, if there was anything more pertinent to the last 2 weeks or the last 3 years in our country, it is exactly that quote. Folks, every one of you should be carrying those pocket-sized reviews of the case with you everywhere so you can show public officials, sheriffs, and anyone else who doubts what the Constitution's purpose is. And so, again, go to cspoa.org, become a member of the CSPOA, and one of our key sponsors on CSPOA.org is Numana Foods, and that's where I get my food storage. It's organic foods. I know the company extremely well. I've worked with them for years. Go to CSPOA.org and check on the Numana link there and get your food storage going right away, folks. The handwriting's on the wall. What's coming are worldwide food shortages. Don't wait until it's too late. And so there's my commercial message for the day, Sam. Thanks so much for being with us. And what do we have going on the Sheriff Mack Show today?
Well, a couple of things. I wanted to mention, in addition to the quote you talked about, you just sent out, if everybody knows, if you go to CSPOA.org, you can get on the Sheriff Mack email list. And when they're on that email list, you send out webinars and information that's helpful. One of the things that you sent out just 2 days ago that I saw that I really liked, the headline just said, "Not Our Boss." Yeah. And that's really from your court case too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, of course, Scalia didn't use that language, but that's what I use because I'm a simpler guy than Scalia was. But it says that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. Well, if the state legislatures are not subject to federal direction, that means the states are not subject to federal direction. That means that state and county and city legislatures, so city councils, county commissioners, county commissions, they are not subject to federal direction. But what has the federal government done over the past 50 to 100 years, maybe 50 to 75 years, maybe since the beginning of the IRS and the Federal Reserve back in 1913, 2013. Wouldn't that be some 1913 when they were first started? We're not subject to federal direction. And so since then, they have started this bribe system called grants, and they come in, the federal government comes in and steals the money from the states and from the people, and then they take it and they say, now, if you do what we say, we'll send you back some of this for your schools or your police departments or your sheriff's offices. And so, or we'll start welfare programs for the poor in your state and counties and cities. And so this is how they do it and get us involved with them and being beggars, groveling to the federal government, please take care of us with the money that you stole from us. And Sam, let's be real clear here. No one has a right to take money from someone else and to make a living. No one in this country, no one in the world has a God-given right or any other kind of right granted by government or any other. No one has the right to take money from the government or from my neighbor or from anyone. No one has that right. Yet this is what has happened to our country and most countries in the world, that they feel that they must steal money from the masses and give it to those less fortunate, and so that they can have a living off those who work. No good. No. And I know I said a mouthful there, Sam.
You're right. Nobody, but yet it's happening consistently, right?
All the time, all the time. And it's just an amazing brainwashing of the world population and of the American people, that we have some sort of moral duty. Maybe there's a moral duty, but we have no obligation whatsoever, moral, religious, or governmental, to give our money to the government so they can distribute it among people less fortunate. Absolutely absurd, Sam. It's completely contrary to the principle of a liberty that we were all born with, that we have the right to control the fruits of our labors.
Amen to that.
We have that right, not government.
Amen to that right. All right, I guess Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbreit are in court, not this very second, but I know in October the 7th or whatever, there was a big court battle, and the judge wasn't having any of it. He was a Reagan-appointed judge, and he's basically talking to the attorneys for True the Vote and others. And he says, hey, I want to know the name of the person who helped you get this information on Connex, or Connect, whatever you want to call this company. And they didn't want to give it. Finally, the judge forced them to give it. But what's interesting is I read all these headlines and these stories about how True the Vote's dishonest, about how True the Vote makes up the big lie of Donald Trump, and they go on and on and on and on about that.
Yeah.
And then they basically trash True the Vote and Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbreit. And when you read the whole 2/3 of the stories that I'm seeing, it's just Greg and Catherine are just circumspect, peddling the big lie, conspiracy theorists and everything else. And then when you get to the very bottom of the story, here's what it says. Listen to this, because it really tells the tale of the mainstream press on this, Sheriff. And it relates to our guest coming up in a second in a way as well. But here it is. Way deep down in the story, it says this. Today's hearing was overshadowed by this week's unexpected arrest of Connex CEO Gene Yu by local police in Michigan, acting on behalf of Los Angeles County District Attorneys. The county sought using extradition to California as part of the investigation into the possible theft of personal identifying information of poll workers. That's according to a press release by the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. Then they say Yu was released and then expected in court in Los Angeles next week. The Los Angeles County attorneys are alleging that poll worker data was being improperly stored on Chinese servers in violation of the county's contract with the company. Now, here's what's interesting. You trash Catherine and those guys forever about this. You then drag through the mud that they're in court and that they don't want to give up the name of their source. Then they finally give up the name of the source to the judge. And then at the bottom of the story, you tell me, oh, this is overshadowed by the unfortunate arrest of this criminal. And now they're asserting that this client has been wrongfully arrested. But this isn't Catherine. This isn't Greg. This is a Los Angeles County District Attorney who has so much authority in this case because of the fraudulent activity that's been exposed that Michigan was forced through extradition to bring this guy to Los Angeles.
Can you hear me okay?
Think about that. And what does that have to do with Greg? Right. So why trash Greg and Catherine for the first two thirds of the story and then be like, oh yeah, it's overshadowed by this unfortunate arrest of this. And they make it out like that's the good guy. The mainstream press is off their rock crazy. What you need to say, the shout of the headlines is we thought Greg and Catherine were crazy, but now they've been vindicated, right?
You would think so. You would think so, and I think our guest is on.
All right. Tina Peters, Colorado. She is a, what, county recorder and a I don't know what you call it, basically a processor, county recorder, clerk and recorder is what they call it. Welcome to Liberty, or to the Sheriff Mack Show and Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good morning. Yes, thank you for having
me Tina.
On. Hi there.
Well, thanks for being here. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, let me make sure.
Before we get started, is the best website for you, TinaPetersForColorado.com?
That's correct.
Perfect.
And was that correct that Sam said? Are you still county recorder?
I am the county clerk and recorder. However, they kicked Jenna Griswold, kicked me out of my office. She sent a memorandum for me to sign early on and that said I had to recount, renounce, and repudiate what I said on Facebook Live, that these machines need to be more transparent to the people and we need to prevent them from what they're doing. And when I wouldn't sign that, it was a long memorandum that I would have someone in my office all the time. I couldn't go into elections without my director with me and so on and so forth. When I wouldn't sign it, she took it to a judge and the judge removed me from office, which is illegal, as you know. The only way you can remove an elected official is by a recall. Anyone that's elected by the people has to be taken out by the people.
Hold on, not when they take you to God, Tina.
Yeah.
So it's beyond egregious.
These judges literally think they're God, Tina. In this case, I just gave you the example of Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht have an attorney in court for them. And they demanded they give the name of the Connex tie source. They said, no, we don't want to give it. It'll put people in jeopardy. The judge demanded it. They finally ripped off a piece of paper and went and handed it to somebody. There's the name. No, that's not good enough. You have to say the name out loud in court. So this whole document, this whole news article comes out and they trash Greg and Catherine for the first two thirds of the article. And then at the end of the article, they say, but this court case was overshadowed by the unfortunate arrest of this Mr. Yu, the Connex guy, who was extradited from Michigan to California per law. So these guys are ready really to say to throw Catherine and Greg under the bus, even though they've been vindicated. If you want to know if there's Chinese data on servers or data on Chinese servers, ask California. You don't need to bother Greg and Catherine anymore. They brought it forward. But now we have evidence elsewhere, and all they can say is, oh, this is overshadowed by a misfortunate arrest. What? What are you talking about? It's crazy. The reason I bring this up and highlight this for you, Tina, is they're doing the same thing to you in the media, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And just about Connect, we already know there's three counties in Colorado, and we're finding more that are using Connect software. So, you know, and then on top of that, you might have seen it in the news, and I spoke on this about a week and a half ago, that the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, the same one that deleted 29,000 election records off of the Mesa County server, election server, and who has 36 wireless devices in the Mesa County server, and also is flipping votes, and we can prove it on the Mesa County server. The very same one sent out 30,000 mailings to unregistered, ineligible voters. And then,
that was just a little mistake, Tina. That was just a little mistake.
Oh, yeah. Oops. And then I guess I'll send out another round of mailers to tell them now they can't vote. You know, it is beyond, the floodgates are open. We are finding so much stuff. And you're right. They're going after the people who would normally be heralded as, you know, patriots. Well, we are patriots, but normally be heralded as whistleblowers. And thank you so much that you're exposing people that are taking over our country. But instead, we're being persecuted, and we're being persecuted by the same people, or the very people that we should be able to go to get help. That's the role of the government. The role of the government is to protect the people. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with that one. But you know, in my town, the sheriff, and that's why to me sheriffs are so important. And Sheriff Mack, what you are doing with the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association and all the rest of the sheriffs that are involved in this is so important, because, you know, my sheriff said that publicly to someone that he serves at the pleasure of the DA. And the DA is the one persecuting me, letting a man go off on probation for 26 pounds of fentanyl. Enough to kill half the United States. But no, they've unleashed all their resources, statewide, local, statewide, and federally to go after me. And now we are faced with a federal grand jury. It's already been picked on the actual questionnaire for the federal grand jury that they sent out to potential jurors. It says something to the effect, and I need to pull it up, but it the question is, do you feel that it's important to prosecute people for election crimes? And if so, why? Now, what kind of jurors do you think that they're going to get to be on, or that they've gotten to be on this grand jury that Mike Lindell and Dr. Doug Frank and I are going to be, are going to have to face here on the federal level. So it's unhinged. And the other thing that I would say is there was an article a while back, it's been several months now, that George Soros has funded, and they have proven that he is funded by their campaign finance reports, 75 prosecutors. So, you know, we're fighting a machine that
maybe your sheriff reports to one of those prosecutors that was paid for by George Soros. It never ceases to amaze me the excuses and the ignorance of some of our sheriffs that have absolutely no clue about their own job.
That's right. That's right.
So your county attorney can fire at will your sheriff, who was elected by for and of the people, who was appointed by the people, and yet he has to report to the county attorney. He reports to the people. You can let him know. We have training about that. He might want to come to the training sometime so that he can know that he does not report to the county attorney. He reports to the American people within his county.
And by the way, if that's not true, then my question is, why doesn't he just go make his pitch before the county attorney, before the vote? Why do we even do a vote if he's accountable to the county attorney, and he serves at the pleasure of the county attorney? Then why did he go before the people and ask for their vote?
He serves at the pleasure of the DA, the district attorney. Well, and, you know, now they're even in these races. Now they're even going after the positions, well, any First America candidate, but the coroner. And who is the only one that can arrest the sheriff?
Coroner. coroner.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they are putting in people in the coroner's positions that are selected. So that's why the movie is so important for people to get out, to send it to all their friends and family, because it explains what's happening and how they're doing it.
Now, what
we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the Selection Code movie. It's available at selectioncode.com. And then we're going to go ahead and play the trailer for that when we come back from the break here in a few minutes. But it's at selectioncode.com, right, Tina?
Yes, that's correct.
And also something that we need to discuss when we get back is you've really been through this. I mean, you've had investigations. You've been arrested. It's kicked out of your own office. You should have lawsuits going against so many people. And I want to be next to you because I want to be in your will, because you should be like the richest person in the world here very soon because of all the things that have happened to you. All the attacks, the stupid arrests, but there was something that happened, and there was some sort of audit and an examination of the vote. And can you explain that? I know we're going to need more time after the hard break here in just a minute, but what was that? What happened when they audited the vote in your county?
Well, so in January of this year, I decided to go ahead and run again for the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder. 1 month later, after the Joe Biden administration refused to again release the J. Alex Halderman report, that he's a Democrat professor that since 2007 has been showing his students how the machines can be hacked. And he, in 2017, he went before the Senate Judiciary Committee to tell them, to warn them for the upcoming 2016 election, and they would not listen. And so when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of that story. But he,
we'll do it all in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. You got to ask yourself, what is the role of the feds in the elections as well? Because now the feds are trying to get involved in all the elections. They want to make sure they're fair and honest and open, right? Do you trust the feds? Tina Peters in seconds.
Easily convert your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quieter suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings from The Right Side with Doug Billings. Don't forget, Brighteon TV, the place to find everything that you want, including these two ladies. Holy moly, look at me. Do you think that God's not involved in this? You got another thing coming. It's a God thing, ladies and gentlemen. Join us.
We love you guys. I'm Bridie on TV, Resistance Chicks, and Doug Billings.
The world.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Peters with us. Tina Peters for Colorado.com. She was saying she was running to be the recorder and clerk once again. That was her story. She's in the middle of it, Tina.
Well, when the Joe Biden administration decided to again quash the information that Democrat professor J. Alex Halderman wanted to put out about how easily that him and his students at the university had hacked the machines, the Dominion voting machines. And it's not just Dominion, ES&S, Hart, all of them. As long as they are, a computer, they can be hacked. And they quashed it again. That was February 12th, February 14th on Valentine's Day. When I realized that it was Pam Anderson, who is the secretary and one of the directors are for Center for Tech and Civic Life. For those that don't know about CTCL's role in the election of 2020, Mark Zuckerberg funneled $470 million through that organization that prior to that had only done at the most $1 million a year. Funneled $470 million through that. She is their secretary. If you go on the website, centerfortechandciviclife.org, and was one of the directors. She was running on the Republican primary, also an Obama appointed AG in Colorado. On his board was another man, Mike O'Donnell, who was running for Secretary of State. And I said, I'm the only one that can do this. So I stepped up. I said, I'm the only one that can save Colorado and expose this for the whole United States. And my attorney says, you cannot do this. And I said, why not? They said, because they will kill you. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm a cancer survivor. I've lost my son. And, you know, what else can anyone do to me? You know, you have to look at what can man do to you? You know, it's God you should fear. When God calls you to do something, you do it, right? Because I had a whole list of cons and on one side of the paper and one pro, and that was God. God called me to do it. So Mike Lindell told me, he says, Tina, if you win, that's great. If you don't, it'll expose more. Well, sure enough, on election night, now I was, in 4 months, I had raised more. These people had been running for a while. I'd raised more than all of them combined. I had 47% of the vote, according to the polls. And so I was, even the mainstream media knew that I was going to be the winner. They had already moved on to how I was going to, For Secretary of State. Yes. And yes. So they were, you know, just as shocked as I was on election night when they did what I call a Mesa County report number 3. And that is where the ballots go in. They go into one database and then they are switched. There's an image taken of them and then they are sent over to a second database. The reason we know that the images have been changed is because they don't contain the identifier, the SHA file that says this is the same image that we're transferring from database number 1 to database number 2. And you have to watch the movie because they go into it. But so I went ahead lawfully and
wait. Tell everybody how we can watch that movie real quick and then go on with your story.
Go to selectioncode.com and this movie it has humor, it has drama, and it has facts that you can give to anyone.
So after you go to selectioncode.com, do you have to do anything? Do you have to pay for it? What do you have to do?
No. This is a free movie.
There's a button, and you click the button, and you can watch it.
Yes. What? Mike Lindell, and we tried to. Yeah, everybody should watch.
I tried to do that once, but anyway, okay, that's good to know. Thank you. Keep going.
Sheriff, hold on. Sheriff, when did you try to do that?
It was about a month ago, maybe longer.
Why don't you go try it right now, and we'll watch the trailer in the meantime, then we'll come back to Tina.
No, I don't want to leave.
Local criminal investigation.
Okay, here's the trailer.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' alleged voting machine security breaches continues.
If I asked you this question before the 2020 election, are these voting machines secure?
I would have said yes.
And after the election,
I would have said yes.
What changed?
Tina Peters admits she brought in a consultant to make a forensic copy of the Dominion voting system in Mesa County.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Voting machines in Georgia and Texas switch votes from one candidate to another.
Virtually every machine was broken into.
Ballot recording machines.
Voting machines.
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 Voting machines.
Voting machines.
Machines.
Machine.
Machines.
Machines.
Machines. Which are vulnerable to being hacked.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
We've seen no evidence that any of our voting systems have been tampered with.
The November 3rd election was the most secure.
It was the most secure.
Most secure.
Most secure election
in American history, period.
The process is very secretive.
These machines are built by private companies, which we don't have a right to know what goes on inside those.
What did you see during the software update?
We've uncovered something that they're afraid of.
We didn't consider the machines.
The information found there is the Rosetta Stone.
They made a mistake and left the evidence in the machine.
And you can hide it as well.
It's only what the programmer tells it to say.
It's literally like the difference between going from pickpocketing to credit card fraud.
These people are being selected, not elected.
It's about who gets to count the vote.
They break down my door,
terrorize
my family.
FBI, federal search warrant.
What do you remember?
Just my mom being handcuffed by the chief of police.
This is not what we do in America.
You could make it all go away, though. You just keep your mouth shut. You could have your life back.
Can't unsee what I've seen.
And Colorado. Clerk Tina Peters pleads not guilty. Tina?
You know, they are, they're coming after me with everything they can. And, you know, I told my staff and I said from the beginning, we would have to lie to give them what they want. As long as you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about what you said. Nothing that I did was illegal. And, you know, in the movie, you'll see there was a gentleman that stepped up and said that I had stolen his identity. I didn't steal anyone's identity. And, but they will twist this around to try to make it sound like.
Wait. As a former investigator, I got to ask you that one then. So if you stole his identity, what did you do with it?
Well, he said, exactly. No, he knew exactly what his role was. His role was to protect the one who actually did do the image. This gentleman that did the image was a very top level white hat who had, just busted. And I can talk about it now because everybody else has brought it out. But I had, out of honor, I had promised him I would keep his identity secret. He had just busted one of the largest human trafficking rings in the world called Backpage. And I said, I will protect your identity. And so they're hinging this whole thing on that someone else went in there with someone else's badge. Well, this someone else got the badge went there willingly. He even bragged about, I'm glad I can do this for my country. Even his wife bragged about it. Actually, to Laura Logan and our the people that were at in January at the at a breakfast that we're having at a hotel.
Okay, let me fast forward a little bit. So you ran for Secretary of State for the state of Colorado, and you were ahead in the polls, and everybody already predicted that you were going to win, and you lost with about a 25% turnaround, right? You were ahead by 15% and you lost by how much?
Well, you know, about 25%. So here's the thing. Emerald Robinson, someone on her show, one of her investigators, went and called the counties. There were 17 counties that the guy that was on there, who nobody had ever heard of, won over me. I'd lost in these counties, and they go, "We don't even know who that guy is." No, we voted for Tina Peters. We know our constituents. So it was so egregious how they flipped the vote. So in selection code, people will get to see how that happens. So then I went ahead and paid for the supporters. You know, just I just love the people. I always, you know, if I'm speaking on Zoom, because you know that the DA and the judge will not let me travel. They're using against the Eighth Amendment. They are using the and you know what happened when I went to the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. They called me back because when I was speaking on stage at the event, they didn't like what I was saying. And then they issued a warrant for my arrest. Well, they have made it so that I cannot leave the state of Colorado. Now, I had to get special permission to go to my dad's funeral, which I'm here now, out of state. I went to my dad's funeral, who died the night that I was in jail. He died that night when they were holding me in a filthy, cold, wet jail cell. And you know, for what they accused me of was recording a court proceeding that was my chief deputy's with a iPad. Well, this was a proceeding that anybody could have recorded because it was on WebEx, you know? And so they're making a big deal out of that. They came and they followed me to a coffee shop after a commissioner's meeting. They delayed the commissioner's meeting just to get the warrant to go and accost me. Me and five other supporters walked one block away to a coffee shop. The DA's office, investigators, and armed police stormed that coffee shop, arrested me, terrorized the other five individuals that were there, handcuffed me, threw me, that's in the movie that you see, put me in a police car, and then after a while let me go. Well, in my opinion, when you handcuff somebody, you've arrested them, right? I mean, you can tell me. I don't, you know. But then they let me, then they let me go. And then I'm speaking in Aspen at a GOP luncheon. And one of the attorneys there says, "Tina, you better go home. You've got a warrant for your arrest." That's when I went and turned myself in, and they put me in that dirty cold jail cell. They just keep piling it on. So, this is what happens. But you know, when you know that you're doing the right thing.
What happened with the audit that showed that there was a complete reversal of all the numbers that had been issued? What happened with that? What happened?
Well, there has not been an audit. So that's an interesting story, Sheriff, is that, so we paid the $256,000. It was $236,000. Then they tacked on another $20,000. Guess for what? For Dominion to come in and show and demonstrate how to do the test and the audit. Well, here's the way it was supposed to happen that didn't happen. The canvas board, not the clerk, not Dominion, not, you know, the election, workers, but the canvas board, the Democrat and Republican canvas board are supposed to randomly pick a couple of the tabulators. So in our case, it's Dominion. Other states, it's a different company. So they randomly pick. Let's just say you have eight of them. You pick one and four. Okay, then they have to go and get the voter. This is the law. The voter verified paper ballots. That means the ballots the people voted on that went through, in this case, those two tabulators. You hand count those ballots. This is the test. If those ballots, that hand count, corresponds and is the same as the machine count, Then you can go ahead with the recount and do it through the machine. If there's any discrepancy, it has to be hand counted. Well, they used fake ballots. They didn't even use voter verified ballots. They used ballots that were filled out before the election in a, what they call a logic and accuracy test that tests the logic and the accuracy of the machine. Which that's another thing that'll be coming out, how fraudulent that test is. But they did not do this according to law, Sheriff Mack. And so because of that, now I have a claim against them for the, first of all, the money has to be returned, and then there has to be a hand recount of all of Colorado. When that happens, Sheriff Mack, that's going to get rid of these machines all across the United States, because there's no way, and we know that, and you know that, that there's no way that they're going to match up with the actual voter verified ballots, the paper ballots, not images. We don't want to use images because right. they've been changed no. and what the machine said.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, images, though, can be used to prove that they've been changed. That's something that we can highlight. SelectionCode.com is where you can watch the movie for free. Was 2020 stolen, ladies and gentlemen? You ask. It's much deeper than that. You know what? Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the vote decide everything. You say, what about those who code the vote? What if our leaders aren't actually being elected by us, but they're actually being selected? That's what's happening. You will not be able to unsee what you've seen if you watch this incredible Selection Code movie. Now, you pled not guilty, obviously, or you pleaded not guilty. What's the deal now? Are they trying to arrest you, or are they just trying to say sit there and rot? What are they trying to say, Tina?
And let's verify one other thing here. Sorry to interrupt, Tina. This all happened this year in the primary, correct?
Yes, this happened just a couple months ago in the primary. Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Keep going.
And see, just, you know, think about this. I think people need to understand this. It was a municipal election that caught my attention. So if they have been cheating and now they're all the way down to local elections, you know, every single person should be outraged and should be involved. And so now I have a court case in December where they took my husband away from me. We would have been married 36 years, 1 month later. The DA got involved while I was in Texas being protected after everything broke August of 2021. And, you know, he has advanced dementia and Parkinson's disease. And I had taken care of him until I could no longer take care of him. And he was in a nursing home. They went in there, had him sign a divorce decree, if you can imagine. And so I've lost all my veterans benefits, you know, my health care. In 2 months, I will be out of a job, and I have no health care.
Who had your husband sign that?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. So an estranged sister. A strange sister that has never come to visit us we've lived in Colorado since 1992, the same area, had never come to visit. She is now trying to take my house, because they had her, she signed this power of attorney that is not legal for a man who has dementia, but everything is having to be fought out in the courts. So December, I have court dates. January, I have court dates. The big court date for the indictment is in March. The first part of March. And then we have a federal grand jury that has convened right now that we're going to have to face. So this fight is far from over. But you know what, Sheriff Mack, you know, this is something that, it's going to continue to bring out the truth. You know, what we have to go through is going to continue to bring out the truth.
My goodness, Tina, we apologize to you for all this happening to you. I can't imagine it being any worse. I thought the attacks on Sam and me were horrible. This is, God bless you, Tina. Just absolutely God bless you. I know you feel of his strength. or you wouldn't be able to put up with this and take this the way you have. You've been an absolute stalwart. My heart is with you. My hat is off to you. May God protect you in all of this. Thank you so much for what you have done for America. Thank you for the courage that you have shown. And we want to stay close with you. That's why we had you in Las Vegas at our Constitutional Sheriff's Press Conference. Thank you so much for your time today. We certainly want to keep in close touch with you. Maybe I need to hire my son to be your personal bodyguard. This is just astonishing.
That's what I mean.
Absolutely
Tina,
astonishing.
Tina, where are you now? Are they making you on the run, or are they just saying, sit tight, we'll control where you go? Are they trying to arrest you? Are they trying to find you? What's kind of the status?
They harass me. They look for they have made my bond so restrictive that they're hoping that I will. They've already arrested me twice. Once for being in Las Vegas at that convention, and for sending an email out to all the clerks. And, you know, I just have to say, I wear this most all the time, and this is very dear to me. This, my son was a Navy SEAL, as many of you know, and, you know, I lost him in 2017. So the same blood that runs through his body runs through my body. And, you know, you
what is it that you have? What is that on your
This is the trident. This is the Navy SEAL trident that I wear. So, you know, we are in a battle. People have to understand we are in a battle. Everybody was born for a time like this. There's a reason that you're born right now, that you're living through this time. And, you know, all I want to hear at the end of my life is the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Amen to that. We're flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Peters, you can learn more about her and all that she's doing. Wow. Tina Peters for Colorado.com. Selection code. It's not election code. It's selectioncode.com to watch the movie. And I've got an interesting federal government right on the justice.gov website to tell you about next hour. Hang tight.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman of the good Sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack, with me, ladies and gentlemen. So, Sheriff Mack, I listened to Tina Peters' story. I listened to Mike Lindell's story. I listened to Greg Phillips' story. I listened to Catherine Engelbrecht's story. I listened to my story, or I pay attention to my story and your story. And look, The more we talk about election fraud, what I find fascinating is the more evidence we produce, and then they still run around and say without evidence, no evidence, crazy conspiracy theorists, vote deniers. And believe it or not, that was asked to Carrie Lake in Arizona about the vote deniers, and she literally turned this around and slaughtered those. She says, look, you guys are denying that votes are fraudulent. You guys are denying the evidence that we've produced. When Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht say, hey, man, they're storing data on Chinese servers, it's illegal, and everybody laughs and snickers and mocks in the mainstream press, and then the California, Los Angeles district attorney extradites the leader of CONEC, Mr. Yu, from Michigan to California. I mean, Sheriff, do we need more proof than that? I mean, how much proof do we got to have as citizens for crying out loud?
No kidding, Sam. And this really surprises me that L.A. would even get involved in it. But they have. And wasn't this guy a professor at the University of Michigan, you?
Yeah.
And he's hired by the Chinese, and he is paid by that. How do you say it? CONEC?
Yes.
Yeah. And the company that did all this, and it's a Chinese company. And Sam, the training that you and I did in Las Vegas with True the Vote had the proof that the Chinese were behind most of this. And this front company that actually did all the work in making sure that the election swung to Biden, but many others. And it was a fraudulent election against Tina Peters. Hers was probably the most secure election in Colorado history. She had it by 15%, and she ended up losing by like 20 or so. Absolutely impossible. Numbers that absolutely were impossible to turn, but they turned it anyway because they had to get rid of her, and they've tried everything they can to get rid of her except kill her. And I'm telling you, if she dies suspiciously, I'm going to quit everything I'm doing, and I'm going to get a team of investigators, and we're going to follow through with investigating her murder, because there's no way we should be allowing this to happen. She got my emotions really running. This is such an outrage that is happening to her. Here she is, a Christian patriot trying to do what she's been asked to do, and that is stand for the truth. And here she's getting lambasted, arrested. Her husband, who is incapable of divorcing her, filed for divorce, and now her sister-in-law trying to take her home. This is absolutely an outrage, and yet these liars continue with the narrative and the talking points that they have coordinated with the White House. This was the most secure election in our nation's history. Prove it, because they can't. It's talking points to brainwash the American people into believing all this crap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the headline says Carrie, the Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, torpedoed talking points about her being a, quote, 2020 election denier by listing numerous examples of Democrats behaving like election deniers. And then it talks about the moment occurred during a campaign stop on Tuesday when a reporter asked Lake about reports that she's an election denier. Well, anyway, when we come back next hour, I'm going to play that soundbite so you can hear exactly what happened. Carrie slaughtered them, ladies and gentlemen. They are in panic because they know with Tina Peters, with the work of the CSPOA, with True the Vote, with Carrie Lake, they are losing the game, my fellow Americans. We need to ratchet up the pressure on the truth, telling the truth now. Hour one in the can. Thanks for you TV listeners at brighteon.tv. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one in the can. Two coming up. The good sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack at CSPOA.org, along with yours truly. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.